Zimbabwe. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, March the 18th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today, we are discussing COVID-19-related issues with the government rolling out the second phase of the vaccination program today, with Vice President Constantino Chiwenga this morning receiving his second shot of the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine at Wilkins Hospital in Harare, where he urged Zimbabweans to embrace the program.
The process is now being handled and said the expansion of the staff carrying out the vaccination process will include medical staff from local authorities, uniformed forces and retirees that will help to make the rollout faster.
And government has announced that the second phase of COVID-19 vaccination program will include teachers, hospitality industry, tobacco merchants and their workers.
Teachers have welcomed this move, saying they should have been vaccinated before schools open, and those who choose not to be vaccinated should not be victimized or discriminated against because this should be a voluntary exercise.
The Minister of Health says as of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 36,552 confirmed cases, including 34,136 recoveries and 1,508 deaths. To date, a total of 39,607 frontline workers have been vaccinated.
And this follows 17 new cases, one death, and 57 vaccination of the Sinopharm vaccine by yesterday, according to the Minister of Health, the figures released yesterday.
Zimbabwe aims to vaccinate 10 million of its people, which represents 60% of the country's population, and which health officials say will achieve herd immunity to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus.
And notably, sad news coming in from Tanzania, where Tanzania's President John Pombe Magufuli has died at the age of 61. Vice President Suluhu Hassan made the announcement in a televised nationwide speech yesterday, saying he had died at a hospital in Dar es Salaam after being admitted there since March the 6th. Magufuli has not been seen in public for nearly 3 weeks, now prompting wide speculation that he was sick.
And we will also be discussing all other issues affecting women with some of our guests who are leading organizations assisting women with various projects during this COVID pandemic. What are your views on these issues? Yebo ke kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje. Lamhla ke sicubungula okuchiyeneyo okunye kuphathelane le COVID-19 okunye kuphathelane labesifazana. Sixoxa ke indaba ezichiyeneyo lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwe-live talk kubo asiyihluzeni bomama. Kodwa hayi, labesilisa lani liyavunyela ukuthi lisixhase kuhlelo. Siqala ke ngokubona ukuthi namhlanje eleZimbabwe lisungule uhlelo lokuhlatshwa kwesibili kwabantu, i-second phase, ngoba sabona ukuthi ijekiseni le ekhona eyomuthi we-vaccination e-Sinopharm eyavela kwele China ihlatshwa kabili. Abantu basebehlabe kanye laba abalemsebenzi ebafaka isimeni sokuthi bethole igcikwane le-COVID-19 lula, okufana labezibhedlela labanye. bathetheke leli ijekiseni ka 1 ngakho kufanekileke behlabo kwes 2 yikho lokho sokuqalisileke kwaqalisa ngayo umsekeli kaMongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga njalo sokuphinda yena njalo ukuthi ajengisela abantu ukuthi yela isethethele sibili sokumele labo labo abaqalisa laye labo behlatshwe okwesibili ukuze phela isebenze nxa usahlabeka 1 kuthi ukuthi awukaqedisisi ke lokho kumele ukwenze ukukhuthazile ke abantu ukuthi bekhlabe leli jekiseni sibona ukuthi lanxa ngumsekeli kaMongameli ngomphathi intambo njalo wezempila kahle lokho ke kwenzakala sibona ukuthi abasebenza hlatshwa kathesi ngababalisi abasebenza emahoteleni abathengisayo igwayi lezi sebenzi zabo sibona ukuthi ababalisi bathi bathabile kakhulu ngalolu hlelo ngoba vele izikolo sezivula belokhu bengahlabi njalo bathi labo abangafuni ukuthi behlabele iJackson bengaphoqwa ukuthi benze njalo lokho kwenzakala ke ugatsha olubona ngezempila kahle lusithi abantu asebele gcikwane leli le COVID-19 elizweni jikelele selokhu laqhamukayo sebefika ke amachumi ke inkulungwane zamachumi amathathu alesithupha i 36552 kodwa abanye phela abayiningi selasila njalo sokwafa abantu ababhubha abantu abayi 1580 abedlula ke inkulungwane lengxenye kodwa izolo nje likabula sibone ukuthi abahlaselwe ngumkhuhlane lo lichumi lesikhombisa kwakwande ukuthi amanani lawo abe phezulu kakhulu angana sesehla njalo kubhubhe oyedwa kwahlatshwa ke ijekiseni yokuwenqabela leli gcikwane abangu-57 njalo ke kwezinye nje indaba ezitshiyeneyo sibonile ukuthi umongameli weTanzania umnumzana ke John Pombe Magufuli ke ubhubhile ke seleminyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lanye asikezwa ke akacaca ukuthi ubuleke kuyini kodwa ukhulumende wakhona leke usegcizelele ukuthi ngempela kasekho sizabe njalo silandisa ezinye eziphathelane labesifazana sila bahlonitshwa bethu abakhokhela inhlanganiso zabesifazana marvelous. Yebo ke ngakhuluma Marvelous.
Ai wakunawo vachangobva muchiro kupinda muchirongo atiri pano tiri kutaura isu pamusoro pedenda recovid 19 pari zvino munyika. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 36,552 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid 19 kubvira denda iri ratanga. Kwozouyawo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakakwanisa kurikunda vari pa 34,136 uyezve pane vamwe vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vachishaya avo vamira vari pa 1,508 tichiona zvakare kuti munyika phase 2 yekubayiwa nhomba yeSinopharm vaccine yatanga iro vhiki rino uyezve tiri kuona kuti pari zvino vanhu vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba iyi vari pa 39,607 vanova ivo vanhu vanoshanda muzvipatara vakadayisa vana mukoti vanoita zvokutora nhau nemadoctors nevamwewo tinotarisa kuti pari zvino munguva yapfuura iyoyi pawanikwa ipo paine vanhu kubvira nezuro 17 new cases munyika yecovid-19 munhu mumwe achishaya uyezve 57 mavaccinations akaitwa enhomba idzva iyi yeSinopharm. Pari zvino tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika pasi rose tichitarisa kuti nyika yeTanzania yakazivisa iyo nezuro kuti mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaJohn Magufuli vakawanikwa vachitisiya nezuro. Tanzania iri kuti vaMagufuli vakawanikwa ivo vachirwara nechirwere chemoyo icho chakazoita kuti vatisiye. Asi tinotarisa kuti nyika iyi yeTanzania tanga tiri kuona kuti hurumende yeTanzania pari zvino yanga isiri kunyatsobvumirana nepasi rose pamusoro penyaya yecovid-19. Saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti zvii zvichabuda kubva kunyika iyi yeTanzania. Asi tichange tiri kutaura zvakare nevamwe vanyarikani vedu pamusoro pezvirongwa zviri kuitwa zvekubatsira madzimai panguva ino yecovid-19. Ndiri kunzwa kunge tine mumwe munyarikani wedu ari pano pari zvino regaitende kwavari. Hallo.
Mave.
Ehe, makadii taura yenyu zita renyu nezita reorganization yenyu tiendere mberi.
Takasimba ya ndinotenda nekundirangarirwa pachirongwa ini sandonzi Comfort Dondo Ndiri mkuru we organization inonzi Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. Yo organization yakatangirwa ku America kunowanda kwa ndinogara asi tinoonekwa tichibatsira madzimai ese dzakasiyana dze Africa kunyanya Zimbabwe nekuti ndo kumusha tinobatsira madzimai vanobva ku Zimbabwe asarugara nedzimwe nyika dzakatenderedza Zimbabwe for example kwezvinezvi tine madzimai atinoshanda nawo vari South Africa. Tirikusha tinoshandisa social media netechnology kuti tikwanise kuricha kumadzimai pari zvino izvozvi musati mafona takatangawo pachirongwa chechinonzi Clubhouse chinova chirongwa chiri pasocial media kushandisa kwetechnology yemaiphone. Tiri kubatanidza mazimbabweans akawanda vakagara kunyika dzese dzakatekeshera kwatinouya tichibatana tichibatsirana tichitaya kuti tione kuti tinobatsirana sei kuti upenyu hwemadzimai hunge huri nani. Tinoona nenyaya yedenda recovid-19 kazhinji tokaramba tichitaura nyaya yekuti pese nyika pasi rose panoitika hondo kana panoitika iro rinenge denda irori mune nyika munyika dzose anonyanya kusafa madzimai nevanasikana. Saka chirongwa chedu chinopa kubatsira madzimai. Uyezve nekuda kwedenda recovid-19 taona kuti mudzimba vanhu vane ukasha hwekuramba huchisimuka. Saka madzibaba nemadzimai varikuita pakutawirirana iyeya tinoti domestic violence nechirungu yasvika payakwira zvekuti organization yedu tiri kuwana vanhu vakawanda vari kufona madzimai varikuda kubatsirwa asi tiri kunyanya kukonzeresa iko kutawirirana inyaya dzekuti mabasa anenge apera. Saka napasina mari panokonzereka kuti pange paine kutaura kwakawanda mukati medzimba. Saka tiri kutaya kubatsira madzimai ekuzimbabwe nekuvabatsira kutanga masmall businesses nekuvabatsira kuti tichitaura kana tichini baba namai kuti vaone kuwirirana kuvabatanidza nevakuru vekuchurch depending nesituation asi denda recovid raunza more than just the pandemic kuafecta kwainoita mhuri. Zvakasiyana zvi zviri pafinancial mental health achaura nyaya yekuti vanhu vari kufila stress yakanyanya. So ndo organization yedu simave.
Tombopinda, here in the United States, I saw you had put up a post that you had put something up at Congress as women here in the United States. Tell us a little bit about that. What happened?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So yes, I guess I'll reiterate again in English. My name is Comfort Londo. I'm a Zimbabwean based in the U.S., Minnesota to be specific. I am a women's rights advocate, and I am the founding executive director of a nonprofit called Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. Just yesterday, we got some really good news. 2 weeks ago, I had testified via Congress to specifically ask for $4 million. $4 million to help organizations like ours. We call these culturally specific organizations, or as the mainstream call us, minority owned. So that is organizations that are not run by white people. And the reason I asked for this $4 million is that we wanted it to help marginalized communities, immigrants especially, when women are facing domestic violence and they're immigrants and maybe their documentation is not quite straight, they will still need help. But mostly they are not eligible for programs that are run by the government. And so this pocket of money was approved thanks to President Joe Biden, thanks to the committee that approved that bill, which will be able to allow us this year, 2021, to have access to those monies to be able to help survivors and victims of domestic violence. Yes.
Yebo ke lapho ke siyezwa omunye ke umhlonishwa wethu. Unkosikazi Comfort Dondo ke na olenhlanganiso yePhumlani khona le African Women lapha eMelika isichasisela ngomsebenzi abawenzayo. And we'd like to welcome our next guest, Melissa Ndlovu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself and tell us exactly what you are doing during this COVID pandemic, which is your programs assisting women.
Okay, my name is Melissa Nomakosi-Zovu, and I work as the programs manager for M20 Women's Forum. We are an organization that is into preventive and responsive measures to gender-based violence. And during this period, we've really been able to reach out to women in terms of assisting them with dignity kits. You'll notice that while we focus on the pandemic and other things, women's dignity remain at the periphery, and we forget that women actually go on the period. So we've been assisting women with dignity kits. But this has been a time where gender-based violence or domestic violence has been exacerbated, specifically within the home. So we've been able to provide psychosocial support services in the form of counseling services virtually for those who could not reach out to. But we've also been able to raise awareness on the COVID pandemic and the possible side effects, which are violence in the home and women finding alternative livelihoods during this time. But you'll notice that because of the retrenchments, the job cuts, etc., there has also been a rise in issues of sexual harassment within the workspaces. So we've really been working with people within the workspace on strengthening their policies and policy framework within the workspace to actually speak to issues of sexual harassment and respond to harassment issues within the work. Yes?
Yes, and has it been easy to access women, and which areas are you working in, seeing that previously there was this lockdown and people couldn't gather in large numbers?
Well, we've been working with women in Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South, and people in Bulawayo. And not just women in general who are at home and otherwise, but also women within the workspace, because we've noticed that they're also a vulnerable population when it comes to gender-based violence.
Yeah.
We've also been looking at the women population within the mines as well, who are into artisanal mining and within areas where there's mining activity, because you'll notice that we've had a realization that such women have become more vulnerable to violence, especially because of the lockdown and the limited livelihoods that are there. So most of them are rushing to also try and get into artisanal mining, but there has been a harsh kind of environment that has been created against them, therefore making them vulnerable to GBV.
Yes, siyabonga ke kulabo abangezwa ulimi lwesingisi. Ungasitshela ukuthi ngubani, wayiphi inhlanganiso, njalo kuyini elikwenzayo kathesi ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 ukuphathisa abesifazane.
Mina ibizo lami ngumlekisano Makhosi Ndlovu, yimi engikhangele ukuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni okuthiwa i-Emthonjeni Women's Forum. Thina njengenhlanganiso sikhangele kakhulu indaba zodlame nokuthi omama bangazithola bevikeleke kanjani endabeni zodlame nokuthi singanceda njani labo abasethe bahlangana lodlame. Thina njengenhlanganiso sisebenza kakhulu eMathebeleland North, eMathebeleland South, lakoBulawayo. Lapho esiqhuba khona inhlelo ezofundisa omama ngodlame. Ngesikhathi se-COVID, sikwanise kakhulu ukuthi sincedise omama ngesithi ngama-dignity kits. Ama-dignity kits yinto ezifanana lama-pads, ukuthi umama nxa kuyithi sesikhathini angasizakala, ezinyabo toothpaste nje lamathawulo. Sinanzelela ukuthi ngesikhathi se-COVID njalo imali ziswelakala, sikhangela ezinye izinto ngekhaya ezifana lokudla lokunye, kodwa singakhangeli umama nokuzigcina ehlanzekile ngoba kuqakathekile emuntwini ongumama. Sikhangele njalo lokuthi labo abazithola besezindlini behlangana lodlame, kwezinye izikhathi bekunzima ukuthi sihambe siyefinyelela sibabone mathupha, kodwa besibancedisa ngencingo ukuthi bangasifonela, sibancedise ukuthi benze izinqumo ezibafaneleyo ngaleso sikhathi kusiya ngomumo abazithola bekuwo. Thina njengemthonjeni njalo sibe sikwanisa ukuthi sifundise omama nge-COVID-19 nokuthi yiziphi kumbe imihlobo yodlame kumbe ubudlwangudlwangu abangahlangana lawo, njalo lokuthi bangaya ngaphi kumbe bathole sizo bani ngasebethe bahlangana lodlame. Besincediswa kakhulu omama abasemsebenzini njalo. Siyananzelela ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 bakhona abamise emsebenzini, bakhona abalama-contract aphelileyo, njalo bakhona abantu okumele bekhitshwe emsebenzini.
uthola omama ikakhulu besiba sesineni sokuthi bacelwe indaba zecansi kumbe babanjwe ngamandla ngendabeni zecansi ekuthini bagcine imisebenzi yabo kumbe bale besemsebenzini. Ngalokho besincedisana lamankampani achiyeneyo ukuthi siqinise imithetho ekulawo mankampani ekhangelale kakhulu lokuvikeleka komuntu ongumama kumbabantu nje enkampanini endabeni zamacansi nokuthi bengenza njani nxa kuyukuthi sebehlangane nosipho olunjalo emankampanini.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukusichasisela ke ngomsebenzi wenu. Ukubambe khonapho ecingweni sizabuya njalo kuwe. Marvelous.
Thank you, Desi. A very interesting contribution there about some of the work being done by, you know, for women during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes.
Comfort Dondo, my sister, if you're still there, while we're waiting for Zoe Chimombe, who's also coming in as a guest. Comfort, can you just tell us, moving forward, so what is the situation now, even here in the United States, when you look at some of the challenges facing women during this COVID-19?
Yes, Ms. Marvin, thank you so much. You know, as much as we are having challenges, when the COVID hit, one of the main things that we faced was the overflowing of our domestic violence shelters because of the social distancing protocols. A lot of the domestic violence shelters had to close down, and we moved our women into hotel spaces where we're renting out from hotels and motels, and literally had women and their families social distance. But the beautiful thing about it is I was thinking about our own nation and of Zimbabwe, for example, and thinking about the women I work with in on the continent. I get to be privileged enough to have both worlds where I can work and they also serve women in Africa. And just to compare the differences, for the women here in America, the government, especially since President Joe Biden has gotten into office, the women have been able to get support. We are able to get support. It is not always very easy, but at least there is some support. Like the $4 million I just shared with you, you know, it might still sound like a lot of money, but then, you know, it is enough at least to keep the services going. And then unlike the women that I'm working with on the continent, I believe there's a disparity where I hope our government can intervene and help our women. Our women on the African continent are really suffering. And again, I'm able to make these comparisons because I am in a country where we reach out to the Congress, we reach out to the president, he listens and he signs that bill and he gives us that money to be able to do our work and make sure that women who are faced violence are served with dignity and respect. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you so much, Ms. Londo. If you can just hold on there, I've got a caller. Then I'll come back to you before we drop you and get our second guest. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Tukutawara Nani.
Mokutawara na Inhilda Mugoni.
Hey, Makadi Kokwe, Muri Kupi.
Tiruku Botswana, Makadi Nyo Shemi Koko.
Aiwa, tiri wadi kwaka mira sei panyaya yenu mba ye COVID-19 parijino. Uye je, shisha murku, shamukati shirukutari sana ni madzimai imo mbotswana.
Muno mbotswana. Nyaye nomba haisati yanyatsojeka zvokuti tizive kuti zviri kuenda kupi asi kusvika yakasvika.
Zviri kunzi chii nehurumende yeimomo? Vari kupa dzidziso yakakwana.
Dzidziso yacho yemanezvenhomba hatisati tanyatsopinda mazviri, hatisati tanyatsonzwa, asi kungonzwa panyunzi nekuona tichinzwa vachitaura kuti mushonga wakasvika, saka pavanga vachiita debate ravo pane pavakamishina kutivo kuti vatange kubaya mafrontliners vari kutya kuti ko toti vabaya mafrontliners pobva pangoitika something chisiri icho kana kurwara kana kuti kufa vobva vafa vese tinozvoita sei. Saka way forward hatisati hasvisati zvanyatsozikanwa kuti vaakutanga nevanhu jekerere here kana kuti vaakufanira kuita sei.
Mungatini ndezvipi zviri kusangana nemadzimai panguva ino yecovid-19 kwamuri ikoko, nyanya vanobva kuZimbabwe?
Ya, isusu sema dzimai pane magrupu atakangotangawo ekubatsirana isaidha toti mumwe awirwa nedambudziko kana arwara kana ashayika. Tinebatsira kubvisawo nemari dzatinenge tichikwanisa kuti tigone kana kuti kusimudza munhu abve muno achienda kumusha kunovigwa kana kuti ari kuvigwa muno weza kana warwara. Pane mariwo dzinobviswa dzibatsirawo munhu kuti awane pekutangira sinzi anenge akarara ari mumba asiri kuenda kumabasa.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo. Muve nezuva rakanaka kuBotswana kwamuriko.
Tinotenda masvika henyu.
Thank you so much. So we're hearing there from our caller in Botswana, Ben Hilda. She's saying that as women there in Botswana, they are rallying together to put together funds to help some of their fellow women who might, you know, have contracted COVID-19 or any other disease, to make sure that while they're incapacitated and at home, not going to work, they, you know, help them financially and also help financially to repatriate the bodies back to Zimbabwe. But she was saying in terms of the COVID-19 vaccine, it's not very clear what's going on in Botswana, because from what she's saying, they are not really, you know, getting the kind of awareness programs that make her happy and, you know, that will want, make her want to go and get the vaccine. She says the government, from what she's saying, actually came out and said at the moment they have stopped even giving the vaccine to frontline workers while they're still monitoring as to how safe the vaccine is at the moment. Start.
Yebo ke okuqhakathekileyo ke lapho kwenziwa umqoko kwenziwa ngabanye ke kwele Botswana bencedisana lezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe ngoku COVID-19 lokhu lanxa kusesele ngxabangxoza nje ukuthi kathi uhlelo lwabo luqhubeka kanjani olwe vaccination. Yes, yeswa njalo ukuthi sile umlaleli wethu omunye siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Kande.
Ye, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma nomfundisi uMoyo.
Yebo, linjani? Kunjani khona ngapho eGoli?
Ah, ePretoria ku right. Sithi athi that's ePretoria. Angithi bayi vadobiza Goli mara sePretoria.
Oh. Akuhle. Lo nana la ufuna ukuzwa ukuthi ukhulumani lapha emsakazweni.
Ya, umuntu wano no just nje abantu wano yazi ukuthi ngisuke kuye.
Yeah, ngafuna kusuka kuyise. Ye, ungasinika umbono wakho ke ngokwenzakala ku COVID-19 khona ngapho ke the South Africa.
Oh, hawa, indaba ye coronavirus siyayibona abantu bayazama ngambela the way izinto zikhamba ngakhona. Sizwile indaba yemujovo, imujovo the way isebenza ngakhona, kuna labo bahlabiwe imujovo mara izulu ayikathomi ukuhlabiwa mara bathi ukuhamba kwesikati maybe ngabo may ukuya phambili mara the way sibona ngakhona abantu aningi hawa laphana lapho kunini ngolo Saturday ngibengisiningi ungathi bantu banokhohlwa kancane lana eSouth Africa. Ungalokuthi kutholile nje umunye nomunye uyazenzela the way afuna ngakhona. Khulukhulu mask beka emalocation vele emalocation abantu abasagqoka amamask njalo.
Yebo ke, hayi, siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi sizwe umbona ovela kuwe mnumzana mfundisi Moyo khona ngapho kwele Pretoria. Yebo ke,
siyathokoza. Hello.
Yeye, siyathokoza ukuba la ubelela ngelihle.
Hawa, ngibengifuna uPaula kancane ngemujovo waseZimbabwe.
Ye, ungaqhubeka.
Hawa, okay, indaba ebefuna ukuyikhuluma ngayo ngomujovo batho we-Sinopharm law, the way sizwa ukuthi abantu abafuna ukuhlabiwa seze bayi 40,000 bahlabiwa, kufikile imijovo efika ku-200,000 ekuthomeni. So sibona futhi bathengile futhi enye 200,000. Singazi ukuthi imijovo le izokuphela na ngenxa yokuthi abantu baningi vele bayasaba the way izinto zikhamba ngakhona ekhaya. Abachazele abantu kuhle even the way zenziwa ngakho, even uPresident naye azange sabona ahlatshwa abantu babukele. So abantu banesifiso sokubona abadosi phambili bathoma ukuhlabiwa the way sibona ama-president amanye amazwe ayenza njalo. So singazi ukuthi kwenzekalani ukubona abantu bafika 40,000 abantu bangahlatsiwe sibona abantu basebenza lapha entulampilo abonesi nabodokotela nabo abafuna ukuhlabiwa batho bayasaba so thina siyazibuza njengezulu kuthi kani what about wonke mask kathi ukuthi abantu bonke bangene sizokungena na sibona laba basebenze emakliniki bangafuni ukuhlabiwa.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala kodwa ungathi uhulumende weSouth Africa yena uyafundisa kakhulu abantu ngeJackson.
Awa no lapha bayafundisa bengiphatha ekhaya eZimbabwe bengiphatha ekhaya lana vele lana kuyafundiswa lapha vele bayafundisa kaningikhulu bayafundisa mara bakhona abanye bathi angeke bahlathi angithi abantu bangafundiswa kangangani mara bakhona bangabathi bona angeke bahlathwe.
Yebo ke, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you. And we go back to our guest, Melissa Ndlovu. You've heard what our listener there was saying about they're not being, saying they're not receiving enough education in Zimbabwe, according to him. What do you see there on the ground? Do people know what's going on with the vaccines? Does your program include this? What are you doing about this issue?
Well, as I'll speak on my own, my thoughts
okay.
that, like he's saying, there hasn't been sufficient education on the vaccine. However, there's been a lot of, so because there is a gap in terms of knowledge and information that we are receiving, there's a lot of social media speculation on the vaccine, what it is. But currently, the state has just been providing the vaccine to what they call essential service or frontline workers. In terms of the general population, they have not started administering the vaccine. So a lot of people don't have a lot of information about it. There's a lot of speculation that is negative and a lot of fear and skepticism about the antivirus. So we are generally unsure about it.
Yes, what about the information that's flighted on televisions, radios, you know, and the government's Minister of Information?
I think all we've heard for now is that the vaccine has been provided to the frontline workers and that the second batch is coming and this will be for everybody else. So the first batch was really for the frontline workers.
Okay.
And,
yes. Thank you very much. We have touched a lot on that one and that today they've rolled the second phase. If you can now zero in on what... you say you assist women during this period of COVID-19, especially with the domestic violence issues. What exactly do you do to assist the women?
Well, we provide psychosocial support services. And by that, I mean that we provide court support services. You'll notice that the courts are now open to deal with some of the issues. So we assist women in terms of filling out their documentation, be it protection orders, be it garnish orders, be it custody papers. We also provide counseling services to women who have encountered violence. But we also provide what is called rehabilitative counseling to perpetrators of violence so that they are aware of the folly of their actions. So at this juncture, those are the services that we're providing. But we also provide awareness on the referral pathway of reporting cases of violence to the women, both in urban and rural areas.
Yes, and we have heard some women's organizations saying they have a problem with some women withdrawing the cases against their husbands or boyfriends. Do you see that in your organizations, that most of these cases hardly ever see the light of day?
You know, human relations are very sensitive because of their cultural, religious, and social aspects. So we have seen women who encounter violence make police reports and at the end of the day withdraw the cases. But unfortunately, now they're no longer allowed to withdraw their cases from the police station. They now have to go all the way to court and withdraw in court. So yes, there are cases like that. And there are various factors that can be attributed to that happening. Unfortunately, yes, it does happen.
Yebo ke siyabonga sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. Yes, over to you, Marvelous. Interesting views there from Melissa Ndlovu of Mthonjeni Women's Trust.
Yes, thank you, Vesta. I think we've got our second guest. Tokchinga Mizaine Mufaro Mujarezo Wichimombe.
Makwira says marvelous.
I wonder, Skwira, motitaurawo nezve sangano renyu uye zvekuti muri kushanda muchiita zvipi. Takaona manga muri kuZimbabwe asi pari zvino munogara kuTexas. Mama fambira zveikoko mazuva apfuura.
Maitabasa ndoda kukutendai nekuti chinganidza pachirongwa chino cheVOA chinova chirongwa chinosimudzira nekuvandudza upenyu hwamadzimai. Inini ndinoitwa zvechimombe. I'm the founder of Vachirenda Center of Hope. Vachirenda Center of Hope ibato non-profit rinosika to empower girl child, adolescent girls, young women through advocacy, educational training, psychosocial support. Saka mu weekend ya pura iyi ndakafamba ndikaenda ku Zimbabwe ndikano ita an official groundbreaking ceremony of a center that we seek to build so that we can empower the girl children and the women in the community of Seke district.
Zvii zvamakaona panguva ino ye COVID-19 apo makaenda kunoparura chirongwa chenyichi ku Zimbabwe.
Pandakasvika kuZimbabwe chekutanga ndinoda kuti ndakawanikwa ndiine mufaro wokuona kuti madzimai kana vanhu vemunyika yedu yeZimbabwe vari kukoshesa ma regulations ari kutaurwa nehurumende yenyika yedu kuti vanhu vave vachiona kuti vazviprotect from COVID. So everybody is practicing social distancing, everybody is wearing masks, munhu wese ari kuona kukosha kwekuzvidzivirira kubva kudenda reCOVID. Saka zvakadaro takawanikwa tichiwanika tine shingiso yekuti semadzimai tikasimuka tikanobatsirana kutaura pamusoro pedenda iri through vanasikana vedu vachiri kukura, which is our main goal as an organization to support women, zvinogona kutibatsira kuti mhuri dzirarame zvakanaka.
What prompted you to start this organization, and also what do you hope to achieve?
I'm born of a late national hero in Zimbabwe, and ndakawana dzidziso kubva kuna baba vangu vaive vane vana vasikana vakawanda zvekuti saka kuti kushandidzana neumwe wako mudzimai kunounza budiriro kana pundutso mukati nemhuri, and such that I decided to carry on the legacy that my father left, yekuti vaiva neshungu dzekuti nyika yeZimbabwe ienderere mberi. Ende saka ndakaona zvakanaka kana zvichienderana neni kuti ndisupportewo umwe mudzimai sezvo ndichizvarwa mumhuri yemadzimai.
Apa muri kushanda muri munharaunda ipi, uyezve munopa batsiro iyi yakaita sei kumadzimai nevanasikana vamuri kushanda navo?
Our organization is based originally in registered in Texas because that's where I'm based. Asizvekare tinoshanda tiri muHarare. Our offices are in Harare, but tino concentrate in the area yekwaSeke ku village ku I think it's called Marsh Central, if I'm not mistaken, but ndaka decide kuenda ikoko nekuti vanoti charity begins at home. You should always remember where you come from before you can reach out there. And we hope to reach out the whole of Zimbabwe, tigone kusimudzana semadzimai. And zvatinoita kuorganization kwedu, tinobatsira vanasikana from the ages of 9 to 25, vulnerable women that have found themselves in situations whereby they are not able to emancipate their lives, like vaitiswa vana vasati vasvika zero kana kuti vasati vazvigadzirira kana kuti vanosangana nematambudziko ekufirwa kana kudzingwa mumusha nemhuri nokuti vanenge vawana kwavasina kugona kuzviriritira. Tinodaidza madzimai wayo kuti uyai tigare pamwe chete semadzimai tione kuti tingabatsirana sei without just giving each other food and material things. We want to emancipate them with physical projects they can do, like poultry, gardening, like bead making, all those things that can make them like hands on.
Mungati muri kushanda nemadzimai akawanda sei parizvino uyezve muri kuzvigona sei panguva ino yeCOVID-19 tichiona kuti vanhu havasi kunyanya kubvumidzwa kuungana vakawanda?
Kuzvigona tinenge tabatsirana semadzimai sesmotherless nokuti like I said kusimudzirana semadzimai kwakanaka tinovaka mhuri. I've got support yakawanda zvikuru kubva kumadzimai ari in other organizations such as Girl Child Pride Africa, inova inosimudzira madzimai anenge ari gender based violence. There are also some organizations as kings and queens of the royal families, inova zvakare organization inosupporta madzimai kuZimbabwe. They've come in and supported and mentored us as Vachirenda Center of Hope kuti tisimudzire tivandudze zviri kuitika mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe sevakadzi. And we have also been receiving donations from their American community. Like I said, we are based in America as well, and the community of Zimbabwe at large has really been forthcoming to support us.
If you can hold on, Teacher Dzoka Kwamuri Star.
Yebo ke sibongele umlaleli obe ebesikhuluma la. I would also like to acknowledge those who are following us on our Facebook Live. Remember, we are streaming on our VOA Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, Silo Sihlobo Manza Mhlophe Mpala, yena uthi connected eSoweto. Siyabonga ukuthi usibukele ukhona ngapho eSoweto. Silo Richard Moyo la uthi amen, angikwazi ukuthi uthande uphi ke umcijo esikhulumileyo kodwa uyasitshengisa ukuthi ulalele. Usihlobo Manza Mhlophe yena ubusuphila icingo lakho sizazama lokho sizama ukukuchayela. Uthi yena kuhle ukuthi izikolo zivulwe kodwa esikhala ngakho uhulumende akaphe amatitsha imali eyeneleyo. Ye yikho lokho ababalisa abakukhalazayo. Njalo lokho sizazama ke ukuthi sikhulume lo Richard Moyo la lo mgcini Dladla bebesiphile incingo zabo lapha. Lokho sizama ke ukuthi sibathinte kodwa okakathe sisizabuyela kuwe njalo nkosazana Melissa Ndlovu ukuthi usitshele ukuthi ubusasichasela laphana ukuthi kahle kahle libaphathisa ngani abesifazana ungasichasela ke ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi kuyini elikwenza ngakho ukuthi abafazana libaphathise ikakhulu ngezodlakela lwezindlini.
Thina njengemthonjeni siphathisa kakhulu ngesithi i-counseling ukuxoxisana nabomama ukuze benze izinqumo ezibafaneleyo ikakhulu nxa sebethe bahlangana lodlame. Siyabancedisa njalo nxa kuyukuthi kumele beye enkantolo ekubhaleni incwadi ezithiyeneyo ezinjengama-protection order, incwadi ekhangele ukuthi umama avikeleke kudlame olwenzakalayo, into ezinjengabo-maintenance ukuthi umama athole ingxenye yemali yokugcina abantwana ngekhaya, lamanye nje amaphepha ahambelana lodlame eyabe efunakala enkantolo. Siyancedisa njalo labo baba esithi i-rehabilitative counseling ukuthi ubaba abone ububi besenzo asenzayo ekuthini achaye umama amhlukubeze kumbe amkhahlameze ngendlini. Siyafundisa njalo lo mphakathi ukuthi nxa umuntu esethe wahlangana lodlame ukuthi angaya ngaphi, angathola usizo ngaphi, njalo amahofisi angawaqonda ekuthini ayethola usizo yiwaphi.
Ye, uke wakhuluma njalo ngingafiki-ke kudaba loliyano lama-sanitary pad. Kodwa kulula yini ukuphathisa abantu lapha ezindlini kakhulu asebekhulile abadala kulana batsho ukuthi hhayi lina bantwana abasakhulayo kuyini elingasitshela khona? Kulula yini ukukhuluma la?
Ngibona ukuthi umuntu nxa ulohlupho nxa kuyukuthi sokufike ekuthini utholakale uncedo, kwezinye isikhathi akudingakali ukuthi umuntu ungakanani. Kodwa thina njengemthonjeni sisebenza labo mama abadala, omamanyana labo sisi abancane ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sifinyelele ama-age groups achiyeneyo, ngoba omunye umuntu uyafike ngumuntu omdala abone ngani umuntu omdala angaba ngcono ukuthi abambe udaba lwakhe. Kodwa bakhona abanye hhayi ongelandaba ukuthi umuntu ungakanani, as long as ekwanisa ukuthi amnike usizo loncedo aludingayo ngaleso sikhathi.
Yekulezo ke impahla zokugcika ngabe semfuleni abantu liphathisa kakhulu ezikolo kumbe emphakathini wonke.
Esikhangela kakhulu omama ngoba thina njengemthonjeni sisebenza labo mama abaphakathi kweminyaka eyi-18 kusiyafika phezulu nje kusiya phezulu. So siyananzelela ukuthi bakhona abantu abasezikolo labangaphi, zikhona ezinye inhlanganiso ezikhangela kakhulu abantwana besikolo. Kodwa umama lo mamanyana nje osemphakathini bangani bayamkhohlwa mbijani. So nguye loo mama esikwanisa ukuthi siyemsiza ngaphandle ukuthi hhayi uyathi eku-lockdown at least adinge imali yokudla ekhululekile, simncedisa ngempahla zokugqoka nxa esemfuleni.
Njalo bekulula yini ukuthi libayabele lezi mpahla, lihlangane labo, lixoxisane labo, lanxa bekule mgoqo leyo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 ebisenqabela abantu ukuthi behlangane bebaningi?
Okade kuqakathekile kakhulu kithi ukukhulumisana neziphathamandla zikahulumende ezisendaweni ezijiyeneyo. Iyananzelela ukuthi ngesikhathi se-COVID kule mgoqo yokuthi abantu akumelanga bahambe, abantu abaphethe ukudla kumbe esithi khonkhona i-COVID response, izinto eziphathelane lo mkhuhlane kumbe igcikwane le-COVID bebekwanisa ukuthi bayefinyelela abantu. Lathi sikhangele kakhulu indaba zabomama, kuyizinto eziqakatheke kakhulu ngesikhathi se-COVID. Indaba zodlame lwenzakalayo kuyindaba eziqakathekileyo ngoba abaye abantu asinabo namhlanje emhlabeni ngenxa yokuthi bahlangana nodlame baswele usize kumbe babulawa besezindlini. So sikhangela indaba zokuthi omama nxa besesikhathini baphatheka kanjani landlani, kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu even sikhuluma ngendaba ye-COVID-19 nale mgoqo ekhona. So besifanisa ukuthi sikhulumisane neziphathamandla bakubone ukuqakatheka wokuthi omama bakuthole lokho, hhayi sakhulumisana labo mama sabanika-ke izinto zokusebenzisa nxa kuyukuthi basesikhathini.
Yes, that's interesting that you spoke to government officials njalo ngesingisi. If you can tell us exactly how they receive your concerns and which ones are the concerns and how they translate back to the communities to alleviate their problems.
I think the most important thing is that we engage government officials because we are there to complement government efforts as NGOs. And during the COVID-19 period, we are aware of the lockdown. Most humanitarian organizations that were distributing foodstuffs were allowed into the communities. And the relationship that you have with government officials allows us to explain how much of an essential service GBV response is. So we were able to engage government officials to allow us to respond to gender-based violence issues. Because you'll notice that a number of women, we received a number of reports of women who were murdered during COVID-19 because they could not access GBV services. We realized the escalation of domestic violence and violence in the home because of COVID-19 lockdown restrictions as well. And we were able to engage government officials to allow us to at least distribute dignity kits to women, because you'll notice that while we speak of other issues of food and livelihoods, issues of the dignity of women were actually negated. So we're able to negotiate it as an essential service so that we're able to access the women and distribute the dignity kits as part of responding to the pandemic as well.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. Sibongile ke, over to you Marvelous there. That was our guest here, Melissa Makhosana Ndlovu, ke sichasisela okuninginingi ngabakwenzayo.
Mm-hmm. Ndisikuzothi tichiri na Muzware Comfort Dondo here. I'm not sure if we still have our first guest, Comfort Dondo, still with us.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, my biggest question that I wanted to ask you is, we've heard also from Zoe Chimombe, who's based in Texas, you're based in Minnesota. Is there any way that you or Zimbabwean organizations can perhaps, you know, have a synergy where you're, you know, collaborating and sharing ideas on how to move forward in some of these programs that you're doing?
Absolutely. I was actually I was excited to hear my other sister with the launch of a new program and organization in Zimbabwe, and I say congratulations. because home really needs us to step in. I would love to collaborate with her. So I was actually taking notes. I don't really have her contact information, but it would be really, really powerful for us to collaborate. I love what she said. Zimbabwe. Yeah.
Hey, motipa inyo mazwe nye kupezi sira tisata enda kuna mzware chimombe.
And so long kuti, you know, nama chimbo timusha mkazi. Ngatiti chengete mazimai edu. Ndirama nchikurizira urumende zedu, urumende edu kuzimbabwe. Sesa raita kuno kwa Amerika. Kuti vano meka shwa kuti mazimai achengete kwa mazimai ne manasikana. Ngatiti chengete mazimai edu. Kana paine shurukitika mumba, suno kwanzele sauti pasavene kuirana. Ngatiti chinyakare chelusha chikutu anatete nga wange varipo. Kana kudaiza mfundisi, you know, vano wachitaurana. Violence, I vaki, ino kanganisa kana even kuvana. So ngatungo chengete mazimai edu ne manasikana vedu ndo mashoko angu pedzisa simave.
Maybe before I let you go, I know that you've worked in Tanzania before. You've visited the country, and we had the sad news of the passing of Mr. Magufuli yesterday. What's your word to the Tanzanians? We see the incoming is a woman. So what's your word moving forward for the Tanzanians?
Tanzania is second home away from home from me. In fact, we are launching a program in Tanzania. Organization edu, there are collaborations and I'm Tanzania, so I'm always in Tanzania. I want to say to my Tanzanian family, pole sana. I'm very sorry. Nematambo zikondine urombo. President Magufuli was one of the African leaders that I really looked up to. And even some of his policy in Tanzania was operating as a country. Kana isu tukwa nsongi tupinda mtanzania, tishanda momo, mapolisi za President Magufuli. So, taraski wani mshavu kwa, wandore meki za chani. Sema taura wani tawa noti, pangu pa shino shata, pangu shino naka. Kwa shino taona paana mzimai, mzimai arguba ta sigarote, semkuruwe nyika. So, se organizeni nukuru zira mzimai, tukungu chema tine tariro. Yekuti, pacharone, Pata wanekuwa kuvakika kushaka Tanzania ni ndako tine mudzimai arimu office. Research shows that when women are given an opportunity to lead, they go an extra mile. So as a continent, I'm looking forward on Africa, and even for us as a continent, I'm looking forward to the direction that Tanzania is going to take going forward. But yeah, that's my condolences. Yes.
Thank you so much. Mzware Chimombe kana muripo. Manzwa mufunzo wandafunza kuti imi murikushanda here nevamwe madzimai vakadai samuzvare dondo mumamwe mabasa amuri kubata.
I want to also say thank you so much to my sister, Miss Comfort. Thank you for acknowledging to partners and work together. Semazi mai, anoda kuvandudza umwe mudzimai. Ndinogara nichitaura nyaya yekuti we should always be a sister's keeper. We should stand up for women and fix each other's crown. Panenge pachitadza mudzimai, ngatiwane tichiwana madzoreredzano kana dzidziso inovaka umwe mudzimai. So I'm honored to be invited to work in partnership with Miss Dondo. And zvekare, like I said, Tinema Foundations, my organizations back in Zimbabwe, that have also said, kuti vanoda kuvandudza upenyu hwemadzimai, inini vavariro yangu iripo yekupakuti nyika yedu yeZimbabwe isimukirewo, tiwanewo kuva emancipated as women, especially in Zimbabwe. Saka chinhu chatagara tiri kuita zvakare, like I mentioned, organizations like Girl Child Pride Africa in Zimbabwe. They are very outstanding and they've been doing a lot of community outreach programs in Zimbabwe that support gender-based violence women. And yes, so
chinhu chakanaka sesimave even program yamunoita kuti unza pachirongwa chinoda kuti titaure nekukurukura nemamwe madzimai tichionesana kuti tova kana sei as a nation.
Thank you so much. And also, maybe before I let you go and go to my co-host, you talked about working with the local chief's wife. Tell us a little bit about that. Murugushanda say, nevamwe omadzimai eva avana mambo.
Yes, yes. It was such an honor to be accepted in the village. You, someone anogara kunze kwenyika, kugamuchirwa nana mambo chinhu chakareme chandakaona chiriruremekedzo rwakanyanyisa nokuti vakagamuchira isusu semadzimai kuti tive tibatsirane navo semwe mudzimai. Vane rinonzi zunde ramadzimai ana mambo, chinhu chinoremekedzwa mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe, and it is such she's great support. My Mambo Seke, I would like to applaud her for the work that she does for her community. She goes out of her way, like by event yedu, she actually did the groundbreaking ceremony. Kuwa kuti ndinomira nemadzimai anoda vandutso mukati me community. Chinhu chakakosha stereki ichocho.
And where can people find you if they are looking to support your organization or to follow on your progress?
We have my social platform handles. We have a page, Vachirenda Center of Hope. We also have Twitter, Vachirenda Organization. We are also on what else? We are also on what telephone number in America as well in Zimbabwe, 214-694-8475. You can contact us on email info@vachirentacenterofhope.gov. We can also link us with us in our Zimbabwe number 0783-279-054. Reach out and we discuss and see and how we can help each other. Besides just donating, we also want to form platforms where we can have discussions like these we are having with you, Sismathi.
Thank you so much, Esther.
Yabo ke mavila siyabonga. Coming to you, Miss Melissa Makosana Ndlovu, you have heard from our other guests who are based here in the U.S. how their organizations work. What challenges can you say do you face in Zimbabwe, which are unique to the country when you are executing your duties? Does electricity shortages, water, and other stuff become a big issue in the economy?
I think the biggest thing that is there is the economy, because you'll notice that in our work towards responding to gender-based violence, we work towards empowering women so that they become independent and less reliant on their partners, so that they are then able to make meaningful decisions on whether to stay or leave abusive relationships. And in doing that, the current inflation has really made it difficult for women who practice internal lending and savings to actually save or make meaningful
Your voice is fading. Yes, you can go ahead.
And also noting that we had the lockdown, we trying to reach out to some of the communities who are predominantly rural and remote has been difficult because, one, tariffs in terms of internet and airtime actually went high. So a lot of people cannot afford to get online or on WhatsApp and contact each other and really communicate. And in some areas, there's no network or radio coverage. So it's been really difficult to reach some of our clients who are within remote areas towards communication, et cetera.
Okay, thank you very much. We would like to say thank you there to our guest, Melissa Makosana Ndlovu of Emthonjeni Women's Trust. We are coming to the end of our show. Marvelous.
And I would also like to thank Comfort Gondo, who was also our guest here of Pomolani, based in Minnesota, and Zoe Chimombe, also based in Texas, for some of the work that they are doing to empower women in Zimbabwe and also worldwide.
Siyabonga lalabo ke abasilandela ke kukhasi lethu le Facebook lapha abesi live streamer khona labalaleli bethu abangenileyo ke ngocingo besinika imbono yabo. Olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlangana, sithi asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo.